With SDPB News, I'm John Nguyen. South Dakota now has 41 positively identified cases of COVID-19. That's up from 30 on Tuesday. That includes one new case in Brown County and the first reported cases in Meade and Lincoln counties. Minnehaha County saw the biggest jump with a new total of 13 cases. The county is now listed to have significant community spread, meaning people who test positive for COVID-19 can't trace their exposure to a definite source. The numbers updated shortly after Governor Kristi Noem issued a statement urging South Dakotans to pause and be grateful. She also praised the ongoing hard work of state employees and cabinet members. She did not take questions. Governor Noem recommends that all K-12 school districts remain closed until early May. She says that course of action offers consistency in the approach to educating South Dakota students during the pandemic. SDPB's Jackie Hendry reports.
The governor says she's open to reevaluate school closings in May, but until then, schools are closed.
With a virus that we're still learning about and that we're still getting more information on, we're going to make sure that we're making good decisions by keeping our kids out of the schools and doing distance learning until May 1st, and then we'll reevaluate and keep everybody updated as to what the decision will be towards the end of the year.
Noem says keeping schools closed will help limit the spread of coronavirus. Extending the time frame gives districts more time to develop remote learning systems.
Those school administrators have been communicating with us and school board members on how to do that and the flexibility that they need to be able to do it individually, district by district.
The governor adds federal standardized testing requirements have been waived for the current school year.
So there will be no reporting requirements to the federal government on testing and what those scores would be at that level, but at the state, I'm sure that the school districts will still continue their assessments as best they can in this unique situation.
The governor says she's amazed at the creative ways teachers are tailoring materials to meet individual students' needs. She encourages districts to use innovative ways to help their communities as the pandemic continues. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
The South Dakota High School Activities Association announced the cancellation of all spring sports and activities through May 3rd. Dan Swartos is the association's executive director. He says the board will meet soon to decide how to handle the canceled and postponed events from winter and spring. Swartos says the two seasons had a very different experience.
The basketball and visual arts and all-state band that weren't able to complete their season. They got 99% of the way through their season, and now they were at the event to provide a resolution to that season. Whereas spring sports haven't started yet, there hasn't been any regular season to be able to determine who is in the postseason. So to me, they're two different conversations.
Swartos expects the board to meet via teleconference either late this week or early next week. High school baseball is technically a club sport, but under contract with the state and school districts, so it will have to follow the same rules and regulations as other sanctioned sports. In response to the coronavirus, state lawmakers will convene electronically for the last legislative day of the session. Lawmakers will also consider overriding any gubernatorial vetoes. SDPB's Lee Strubinger has more.
Next Monday, only a handful of leaders from both parties in both chambers will meet in person at the state capitol. That group will include the leaders of both parties, the Speaker of the House, President Pro Tem in the Senate, and the Lieutenant Governor. The other 99 legislators are asked to stay home and participate electronically. Lawmakers will have to suspend the rules to vote remotely. The Legislative Research Council is setting up phone lines for lawmakers, one for each party in each chamber. Senate President Pro Tem Brock Greenfield is a Republican from Clark. He says the decision to handle the last day remotely was partly prompted by the number of federal lawmakers who've been exposed to the coronavirus.
We don't want that to happen in our state by doing something that's less than wise. So I'm hopeful that in short order we'll be beyond this, but until we get beyond it, it's a very serious matter that needs to be given the respect that it deserves.
Greenfield says it would be irresponsible for the legislature to convene in person and ignore CDC guidelines that recommend limited contact and social distancing. Already, one state lawmaker has tested positive for the coronavirus. Representative Bob Glanzer of Huron is recovering in the hospital. Governor Kristi Noem has issued 2 vetoes on bills to resolve technical problems. Noem says the bills violate the Constitution by taking on more than one subject. In her veto letter, Noem says none of the affected agencies were consulted on the legislation. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
Many health officials are urging individuals to avoid travel during the COVID-19 pandemic. Tourism across the country has seen a downturn on the horizon as the virus spreads. The state hasn't been spared from the decline either. Jim Hagan is Secretary of South Dakota's Department of Tourism. He says while travel has taken a hit for the present, demand looks strong for after the pandemic.
It's really tough out there in the tourism industry. We're not alone. I mean, every state, every city are facing these same challenges. And so we know we're going to get through this crisis at some point. When we look back at past pandemics like swine flu, H1N1, there was a huge pent-up demand for travel once we got through that pandemic and that crisis. And we're seeing the same thing here, too. It's just having to deal with the immediate, but we are planning for the future. We can't forget about that. But dealing with the today is tough.
Hagan says the Department of Tourism has shifted their marketing strategy away from a call to travel and towards after-pandemic tourism. He says the department has found that many South Dakota residents are struggling with self-quarantine and desperately want some time outside their homes.
You know, if you want to get outdoors, but let's be smart about it, because everyone, needs to get out and get that fresh air and get a little bit of exercise. But just be careful about, huge crowds. That's what we want to avoid. So I can certainly understand the need and the want to get outside and just clear one's head and get some fresh air. But we have to be really smart about that, too.
Hagan says the department is staying up to date on information related to the virus. He says South Dakota Tourism is working on plans for the current pandemic timeline, as well as a plan for long-term pandemic conditions. The Vermilion City Council passed a first reading of an emergency ordinance 8-1 Tuesday night. The council is addressing the public health crisis caused by COVID-19. The ordinance requires all bars and restaurants, coffee houses, and similar places to close all on-site service sales. These businesses can provide takeout. Other businesses that must close include hair salons, movie theaters, and other entertainment venues. Kelsey Collier-Wise is president of the Vermilion City Council. She says it's tough, but it's the right decision for Vermilion.
There's people that are going to go bankrupt. There are businesses that will close and will not reopen. And I'm not going to pretend that what we're doing is not going to do those things. But I also believe that it's absolutely necessary to save lives. And I believe that our business people, as sad as they are, realize that and know that they are willing to make that sacrifice to save the lives of their neighbors, because that's the kind of community that we have.
3 area physicians encouraged the council to follow social distancing guidelines. The council will hear the second reading of the ordinance Monday morning, March 30th. The ordinance will go into effect immediately if approved then. More than 1,000 people who work in Deadwood's gaming industry could soon be out of work. Deadwood's mayor has asked casinos to shut down temporarily to help slow the spread of COVID-19. Mike Rodman of the Deadwood Gaming Association says he's working to coordinate a voluntary shutdown this week.
It's certainly going to be devastating. And so, we're praying that this is of short duration and we can get those employees back to work.
The Deadwood City Commission is also considering an ordinance that would formally require casinos to close. It would also restrict other kinds of businesses where people gather. With recommendations to stay at home because of the pandemic, it's tough for elderly people to keep stocked up on household supplies. To help, volunteers in Rapid City are putting care packages together. SDPB's China Lockett has more.
Sunny Redbear and her partner are delivering supplies to seniors in predominantly Native communities.
We're starting in Lakota homes, and after today, we'll reach about 55 homes so far.
Their project started about a week ago. Packages include canned goods, grooming, and cleaning supplies.
Our goal is just to continue to take in donations and at least to have our elders have a kind of a startup package of things that they're going to need during this time in quarantine, because because a lot of the supplies out there is very limited. And then also they don't necessarily have the transportation or the capability of going out themselves and getting these things.
Red Bear says this can be a lonely time for elders, and they want this effort to remind them they matter. Nicole Bossner is Sunny's partner. She says only they handle the packages and deliveries. They wear gloves and take precautions to keep recipients safe.
Everybody has been super grateful with what we've been giving them. Sunny and I have just tried to focus on essentials for a household. We visited a few elders who hadn't left their house in about 7 days. So we just want to make sure that they have like things that we would personally use in our homes.
Bossner says people nominate elders to receive care packages on Facebook, then send the names and addresses for deliveries.
We just want to make sure that our elders are taken care of. A lot of elders, especially in the Native American community, are normally raising their grandkids and their great-grandkids, so a lot of them are in need of more supplies.
The women are working with a nonprofit that will cover any taxes on monetary donations. If possible, they may also consider reoccurring deliveries for elders. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Trina Lockett in Rapid City.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends. Together we can make a more civically engaged South Dakota. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.